With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Older adults often shake their heads in frustration with some of today's technology. Trish Lopez has seen her 78-year-old mom react that way when losing a document or trying to download a new app on her phone. While she and her brothers would step in to help, Lopez realized several years ago that many others felt the same as her mom did.
My mom loves technology. She likes playing words with friends on her Kindle, checking out Facebook photos of our family. She also hates it. So it turns out, as you probably know, there are many people like my mom, both in New Mexico and around the country. There are actually millions over the age of 65, and there are even more over the age of 50. Because since we've moved into the digital age, lots of people are kind of left behind.
Lopez's background was in marketing and entertainment. Born and raised in Belen, she studied at UNM and then graduated from Cal State Northridge and worked in the business for a decade in California and New Mexico. But it was at a women's entrepreneurial competition where her idea to bring older and younger people together around high tech was born.
Everyone was pitching app ideas for the most part. And I was like, I mean, I wonder if these people realize how many people aren't using apps or confused by all this technology stuff. And I remember saying, I want to like do a hire a team thing where we have teens and elders working together. I really want to connect teens and young adults with the older generations. And I can think of a million ways they can do that, from picking up their prescriptions, mowing the lawn. But I honed it into tech-savvy young adults helping older adults. And that's how Teen Years got started.
Her idea was chosen, and she launched the nonprofit. The organization, called Teen Years, started holding free events throughout Albuquerque almost 3 years ago, changing lives along the way. We'll hear about two of those remarkable transformations tomorrow. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.